Jumper 2, Jumper 3, Jumper 4, Jumper 5.
This is Bernie DeCoven from DeepFun.com with yet another Funcast from my personal playground to yours.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bernie DeCoven, you listeners to my Funcast, you.
Michael Green, godfather of Street Play Doc, thank you. Streetplay.com.
Yes.
McNally, who is the Scully King.
Scully King.
Scully King.
You are the Scully man, Hugh? I never knew this.
That's how Mick and I met.
Yeah.
Because Mick made Streetplay.com with Mark Pesner, even though that's incorrect on our site right now, it's going to be changed, with his buddy Mark, and they've always been talking about making a site. Well, Mick did.
Yeah.
Mick made a site, and it was a Yahoo Pick of the Week over 6 years ago. April 5th, 1999.
That's right.
Hey, aren't you one of my defenders of the playful? Haven't you been, you are nominated into the annals of...
You're in your Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oof. So...
Talk about an honor.
Yeah.
That's a big honor.
And of all the people, I mean, we get a lot of offers at Street Play.
But to be in Bernie's Hall of Fame.
Nigerian Bank.
There you go.
Yeah.
They want to do business with us.
They want to make various parts of my body bigger. It's only because we're part of Streetplay.com. We're very famous.
Uh-huh.
But when Bernie came along, we said, wow, okay.
That was the real deal.
This was the chance.
Well, he's the godfather of fun.
I am the godfather.
The godfather of fun.
That's what they call me.
Guys out there have been listening to Bernie's podcast. You've been getting little slices of what Bernie's about.
Can I ask you a question that's been bothering me about your site?
Yeah.
Okay. I am an advocate of play, believe you me. And I am an advocate, I believe that people should, you know, feel that they can play the games of their heart. You know, just play, make up whatever they want. Doesn't matter what the rules are, that the goal is for fun, that really, you know, that's kind of the whole focus of my life.
Yes.
I look at Street Play because at one time, from one perspective, I look at it and I say, man, these people really are about that very same spirit, and they're talking about how it manifested itself 30 years ago and is still around, still accessible. That same kind of spirit where the people who are playing the game are more important than the game that's being played.
Okay.
On the other hand, I see that there are advertisements for official sticks for stickball.
Right.
Oh, man.
We try to help people out, in all honesty. If people are playing these games and they're a little small cottage industry type, and they're doing something and trying to make a little income that's somehow related to it, we try to encourage it. So if they have an official stick that they're doing a stick ball, and there's some people really like the sticks, and that's great with us, and we'll put it on the site.
You know, official,
we're not going to be purist about it all. Sometimes we Hugh is a little more purist about it than I am.
Well,
about it.
You know, official, I'm very purist.
Yeah.
But as you know, especially growing up in the city like Mick and I did, official's a big thing. I mean, it's gigantic now, but having the official anything is a big thing. And we get email from people, how can we buy a stickball bat? It's horrible. We want to enable people to do these things themselves. And being a purist,
yeah,
you can find one.
See, I guess that's what I was really hoping you were about, because that's what I resonated to, and then I had trouble it did shock me a little bit, seeing the officialness, you know, it keeps on creeping into your site, you know, with...
Oh, I don't care. I think if somebody wants to buy it, if it's for sale, fine. If they're asking me about it, I'm not going to say, no, go make it. If you want to, you know, you want to make the stick, this is what you do. Get a broomstick. You're in, right? Get a mop. You're in. But you want to do or buy a stickball bat. I mean, basically, it's just really do whatever you feel comfortable with, but the important thing is to get out and play.
We were talking about the kind of sandlot games that used to happen during the time of stickball. I think that's a different spirit that you're talking about. When, like, things were not, nobody played with the real official things.
Right.
So that nobody took the game so seriously that they really... You know, that it was like...
Oh, they took Bernie...
They did take it seriously.
They take it dead seriously, but parents didn't take it seriously.
Right, that's an important point.
What? That the parents didn't take it seriously.
You'd come home from play, and your parents would say, what'd you do? I said, well, we played stickball. Who won? Okay, we did. Good for you. Dinner is roast beef tonight.
Right.
You know, it wasn't, the whole lives of parents and kids weren't choreographed upon playing an organized sport like they are now.
Right. The adults are running the show, you know, and so the kids get to play in a structured game, but they're not, you know, making the rules.
Right, right. So all those social, exactly. So I think they had a feel, even though they passed around stickball from group to group and kid to kid, I think they still felt that they were inventing it.
And you can always play something else. That's what I remember, too, is, you know what, stickball is boring. Let's play Scully. Scully is boring. Let's play King Queen, you know.
Like when I was talking about that kids make stuff up.
Yeah.
And they always think it's new, right? That was a fine discussion. Not that was a big discussion. We could have come up with a couple examples. But instead we went to another fine discussion. The other fine discussion was what Q was saying about you had a choice of different games.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was very good.
Why don't we start in the top? We'll take it from the top.
Like as if we were beginning all over again.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Bernie.
Hello, who is this? What are you bothering me for? Is this another one of those? Hello?
This has been another Funcast brought to you by Deep Fun and all that is therein implied.
You got to jump at one. You got to jump at two. You got to jump at three. Jump at four. Jump at five.